soul. And by his power, Jesus protects you from every demon who would like to possess your soul. Do not be deceived. The devil and his demons would love nothing more than to make you their next possession. Do not be deceived. But don't be afraid either. Jesus has power over the demons. And he uses that power to protect you against all their evil ways. Every day we pray, deliver us from evil. And every day Jesus does just that. By his power as the exalted Son of God, Jesus delivers you from the evil demons who would possess you. By his grace as the Savior of all humanity, Jesus possesses you for himself and secures your identity as God's own child and makes sure the devil will never possess your soul. By his blood shed on the cross, Jesus destroyed the power of the demons. He defeated the devil and he crushed his evil head. And by his holy word among us here today, Jesus drives the demons away and welcomes us into his everlasting kingdom where the devil has no place whatsoever. So yes, the demons are real, but so is Jesus, and his power is greater than theirs will ever be. Yes, we still live among the demons. Yes, they still seek to possess us, to devour us, to take us away from God. But Jesus will not let that happen. Jesus saves you from the demons. When he comes to you, he saves you from the demons' power of possession and from all their evil intentions. With Jesus in your heart and in your life, the demons can only do one thing. They can beg. They can beg for permission from Jesus to do what he wants them to do. So, what should you do if it seems like demons are coming after you? What should you do as a faithful Christian if you have trouble just really wrapping your mind around this reality of demons thing? Well, St. Peter tells us what to do. He speaks by the Holy Spirit of God, and he says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself, that God may exalt you in due time, casting all your care on him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking to devour you. Resist him. Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. And the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. What's Peter saying with all that? He's saying cling to Jesus and fight against the devil by your faith in him as your Savior and Lord. Don't give the demons a single little opening to exploit. Confess your sins. Quit indulging in sinfulness. Return to your baptism in contrition and repentance, and there receive the grace and forgiveness of Christ as he drowns the rebellious part of you and drives the devil and his demons away from your midst. Peter is saying, make good use of the things God gives us to protect us from the demons. Make good use of the Word of God. Read it, learn it, mark it, inwardly digest it, and meditate on it day and night. Eat Christ's body and drink his blood as often as it's offered unto you. For the forgiveness of sins Christ offers there, and for the unity Christ brings to you with himself as you eat and drink his body and blood. And never, never quit praying. Every day, however many times a day you need to pray, good Lord, deliver us from evil. By the power of his word and his sacraments and his presence, Christ will do just that. He will do for you what he did for that possessed man among the Gerasenes. He will deliver you from all evil, and he will deliver you from all the demons. They will flee from you for good, and Jesus will send them to their eternal demise while he welcomes you into his eternal kingdom. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand as we sing the offertory. Create.